for the ESPN and ESPN.com, and I read his stuff all the time. I'm always quoting it on the show, and I do give attribution. That is the great Tim McManus. Good morning, Timmy. How you doing?
You're giving attribution these days?
I am. I'm giving attribution. How about that? Yeah, Tim used to yell at me all the time that I always forgot to do it. So now I learned my lesson. I do it. So.
What's going on, guys? Happy New Year. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Same to you, Tim. Pal. All right. So, listen, Tim, I want to start with just take a few minutes of your time here. This game tomorrow, I mean, obviously, the circus, maybe that's not a fair term, that's evolved now with Nick Foles. It's really an amazing story. So let me start with you there. Is there any behind-the-scenes talk? Where do you think the Eagles are going towards 2019? Or are they not even thinking about what to do with this guy?
I think the course is pretty well set for 2019, and that's that Carson Wentz is going to be the franchise quarterback. At some point, they're going to have to give him a massive contract. I don't know that it's going to be this offseason, but over the next two seasons, he's going to have to get a massive deal, which will prohibit them from giving Foles a big deal, right? I mean, they have an option in his current contract that they can trigger that would be for $20 million. Which Foles could either reject or accept. But that's a big number, whether you're talking about that or if you just look at what the going market for a starting caliber quarterback is in this league. I mean, Sammy B got $20 million, right? Foles is going to be in that market. So I think the reality is, despite all the magic that we're seeing, the success that he's had, the Super Bowl that he helped bring to Philadelphia, he's going to be moving on after this season, and it's going to be Wentz's show.
Now, Tim, one of the things that's kind of added fuel to this quarterback controversy fire is the fact that Wentz hasn't been placed on injured reserve with the back injury. We've heard Doug Peterson talk about how it could be a three-month thing and talking about how it could just take its natural course, which I took to mean 3 months. Do you have any insights as to why Wentz might not be on injured reserve at this point?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with giving proper respect to your franchise quarterback. He really wants to play. And, you know, my understanding of it is that he actually is feeling better now than he was in October. And his back symptoms were getting less as the season was progressing, which is frustrating from the standpoint of you're feeling better, but then the stress fracture gets discovered and then you have to get shut down. So he was going through the process of looking for different medical opinions to see if there's any chance that he could play. And I think that process, at least in theory, could continue while he is on the active roster, and at least leaves out some hope that he can play again this season if in fact it pushes into the playoffs. But I think the reality is that you have to take the long term view when it comes to your franchise QB. You can't risk it, even if a playoff win or loss is involved. Plus, Foles is playing out of his mind. So I don't think you're going to see Wentz again, but I think that's at least just kind of respect, if anything else, to let the process shake out from the quarterback's perspective.
All right, Timmy Mac, let's talk about the Eagles' opponent tomorrow, because I always find it interesting. You think about the NFC East, what a glamour division, Dallas, and you got the New York football Giants, and you got the defending Super Bowl champs, and then you got everybody's goofy second cousin, the Washington Redskins, right? This is a team that since Dan Snyder bought them, Tim, 6 winning seasons out of 20. They've had one playoff win, 139 wins, 179 losses. They just can't seem to get it right. What's your take on what is holding that organization back from being consistently competitive?
It seems to me a lot of these problems start at the top. And, Snyder doesn't have the best reputation in the league. And then somehow Bruce Allen has found a way to, be like Teflon, where he keeps riding these things out. And you wonder if he's adding to the benefit of this organization, or if it's the opposite. And then this year in particular, the Redskins got hit super hard with injury. I mean, they have, I think the number is 24 guys that are on IR. Yeah. That's crazy. The Eagles got 13, and everybody looked at them as having an injury-riddled season.
Wow.
And they're on their fourth quarterback now.
Right.
So I think when you mix together dysfunction at the highest level, coupled with injuries on the personnel level, then you have the type of situation that they're in right now.
Tim, what's the motivation in the Eagles locker room? What's it like right now, knowing that to some degree they control their destinies, but not to the complete degree? What's the feeling and the mood like with those guys?
They're basically at a spot where they feel like they're playing their best ball, and I think the evidence backs that up over the last two games in particular. And they feel like if they get into the dance, that they're a dangerous team, that they can make some noise. And I think that's probably true. I mean, mm-hmm. depending on, you know, the matchup that they would potentially get, if Foles can stay hot, but we're seeing that the offense and the defensive line are playing at an exceptional level now at the highest they have all season. The offense has put up 30 plus points in the last two games after only doing it once over the first 13. And so they're feeling really good about themselves. But they recognize that they don't have fate totally in their hands at this point, that they're going to need to get some help from Chicago in order to advance. And they recognize that for any of that to happen, they need to take care of business on Sunday. So they're really trying to hone in on this upcoming opponent, despite the potential distraction of not having, you know, total control over their own destiny. But I would say that the overall mood and energy has been really good. They're feeling as good as they have all season about the type of team that they are. And now they just have to wait till 4:25 goes to 7:25 to see if they're in the playoffs or not.
You know, it's typical, Tim. We've seen this, you and I, over the years too. These Week 17 games, we have one team with nothing to play for. But if you let them hang around, all of a sudden they start to get motivated. So, I mean, I think, do you agree? I think it's essential. Get a 14-0 or a 10-0 jump on this team and let them start thinking about golf instead of thinking about ruining an intense rival's postseason plans.
Yeah, you don't want it to be the Josh Johnson game. Kind of like the Joe Webb game. A handful of years ago, right?
Oh my God, yeah.
That's the one thing, is that you don't want to, as you say, Pat, give them a false sense of confidence that they're hanging in this thing. There is motivation to play spoiler for a division opponent. There's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be trying to put some good tape out there because they might not be employed by Washington anymore as soon as the clock hits zero. And we'll see how it shakes out. But yeah, I totally agree that if the Eagles can jump up on them, and just put any thought out of their minds that they're in this thing or they're on an equal playing field as the Eagles, that'll really help their chances. Because if they linger, you know, that will just boost their confidence and then, you know, increase the chances that you get a Josh Johnson game in Week 17 that crushes the Eagles' chance.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.